Broadcast System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Susan Miller, and our special guest, Virginia Bruce.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime, right from the start. We'll have a grand time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program. Tonight we're blazing a trail to the frozen north, the Klondike, where we present a hot icicle entitled Yukon, If You Think Yukon. So we hitch up our dog sleds and off we go. Mush, mush.
Sounds like a lot of mush to me, Valley. But go ahead, if you mush, you mush.
Come on to the Yukon, where life's full of chills and thrills.
There's drama in this white panorama,
and there's gold in them bar hills.
Every reindeer drinks champagne here, and you never will grow old.
So come on to the Yukon, and you'll find your heart of gold.
In the windswept reaches of Alaska, in the rough, tough mining town of Bonanza Split, there flourishes that ratty rendezvous of the riffraff, Club Frostbite. Here mingle prospectors, adventurers, gamblers,
and... All my life I've had a plan that someday there'd be a man.
Oh, yes, the lady known as
Bruce. Me waiting around.
It is here we meet the sinister character who owns this unsavory den. Dangerous John McBarrymore.
I'm bad.
Mr. Barrymore! Oh, Mr. Barrymore!
Oh, so it's you, is it? One low punch?
Oh, yeah. That's me.
How many times have I told you not to slink in here this way?
Oh, it's me can't help it. Me always walk this way.
You do?
Oh, sure. Confidentially, I slink.
I agree with you perfectly. Now, what do you want, Meandering Mandarin?
Oh, say, me got the big news. A man, he just a come in the bar. His name is Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley?
Yeah, he got the gold, much of gold.
How much has Valley got?
Valley much.
Ah, a prospector with gold, eh? That gives me an idea. I think I'll pinch his poke. Howdy, stranger.
Howdy, friend.
Allow me to introduce myself. Barrymore's my name, better known as Dangerous John.
Be you the fellow the northern gals call sweet-smelling John, the Yukon Don Juan?
The same. And being you the fellow they call Lucky Rudy, the Klondike Patootie?
The same.
They tell me you found a heap of gold, son.
Yep, but I had a heap of trouble, too. Had to find the vein, dig the shaft, scrape out the ore, melt down the gold. Been so busy, I haven't seen a woman in 6 years. Yes, sir, a heap of trouble.
Such trouble I should have. Speaking of mine, son, just where is yours located?
I ain't a-saying, stranger. Suffice it to say, it's out chonder.
Out chonder?
Yep, way out, Chunder. Get away from that well.
What do you mean, get away from that well?
Stop pumping me.
No offense, man, son. Just what brings you through this blizzard all the way to town?
Well, search this away. I got my gold, and I got my gold mine. Now I come to get me a helpmate.
Oh, looking for a gal to marry up with, huh?
Yep, I'm a fixin' to go mixin' with a vixen.
Oh, you are, eh? How would you like to meet Virginia, the lady known as Bruce?
Sure would.
You just wait here, son. I'll speak to her, and possibly I can arrange it. Possibly.
Gosh, he sure laughs dirty-like.
Now, that is the story, Virginia. All you got to do is to make a play for this valet, find out the location of his gold mine, and leave the rest to me.
As you say, tall, dark, and double-crossed.
Good. Now, all you got to do is to find out where his mine is, and then I'll go up there and grab it off alone.
Grab it off alone? Do you think you could mush through the snow, tramp through the wilderness, grab off a gold mine, and run it all by yourself at your age?
Of course I could.
My, my, they must have upped your octane again.
Now, you just leave it to me. If you wait here, I'll bring Valley over and be on your best behavior.
You mean you want me to be a lady?
Well, I don't ask miracles. Wait here. Oh, Rudy, my boy.
Yes, McFarlane.
Rudy, my lad, meet Virginia, the nanny known as Bruce.
Pretty, pretty.
Say, she's mighty beautiful. I could do a lot worse.
You have.
Ginny, dear, this is Rudy Valley from way out Chonder.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Valley? I've always wanted to meet a great big out Chonder man.
Well, gal, I ain't really much.
Before I'm forced to agree, I will scram.
Mr. Valley, let's sit over here on top of this piano where we can be alone and talk.
Say, I'm proud to meet you, Miss Virginia. Mighty proud.
Me too, Mr. Valley.
Gee, you're about the sweetest, most innocent-looking little gal I ever seed. Could I buy you a drink?
Oh, good gracious, no. I never drink.
Cigarette?
Oh, no, I never smoke.
Have a chaw?
Well, just a little one.
Little gal, I don't know as I ought to say this, but...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, little gal, I've been up in the wilderness all alone, living by myself for 6 long years, and all those years, one thing's been on my mind more than anything else.
Yeah, yes.
I know I shouldn't ask you, gal, but I got to. I've been away so long, I got to ask you.
What?
Whatever happened to Dick Tracy?
Well, I'll tell you, if first you tell me why you came to town.
Well, I come because I wanted to pick me out a partner, a bride.
Oh, a bride. Are you proposing that... Well, are you proposing?
Well, I know this is all kind of impulsive and sudden-like, but, Miss Virginia, will you marry me and come to my mine with me?
Listen, my major little minor, don't you realize I'm working with Mr. Barrymore?
Oh, yes, Barrymore. Wonderful man, Barrymore. So rough and so tough.
And so ready.
I wonder how he keeps going.
Me too. And where?
Tell me, Miss Virginia, is there a chance for me?
Maybe, but first tell me, just where is your mine?
Gal, get away from that pump.
What?
Never mind, I'll tell you later. In the meantime, would you agree to kiss me? You know, I've been away so long.
Rudy, a kiss?
Yes, you know, sort of like this.
Oh, my, you have been away, haven't you? Gee, that was heavenly.
Did you say heavenly, gal?
Yes, why?
Why? Why? Well, that's my song cue, that's why.
I touched a star when first your lips touched mine and brought it down to earth for you. I touched a star as soft as candle shine, a lover's lantern in the blue. And then I pinned it in your hair, it looked so lovely there. And as I breathed a prayer, those golden beams brought scarlet dreams. The night was still, and our love grew until my heart flew up so far, I touched a star.
And when I pinned it in your hair, it looked so lovely there, and as I breathed a prayer,
the night was still, and our love grew until my heart flew up so far I touched a star.
And that too was heavenly, Rudy, heavenly.
Yukon, the Klondike. Yes, those were magic words not long ago, drawing men to incredible hardships in their search for gold. But let me tell you about a richer gold mine, one that stretches over the length and breadth of the nation. It is America's great dairy industry.
You're right, Bill. Dairy products are a gold mine of wealth for our nation and a gold mine of health for our people. Just think, dairy products furnish 1/4 of all the food we eat. The seal test system of laboratory protection plays an important part in helping to protect this vital food supply, in helping to keep it pure, fresh, and wholesome. Seal test maintains scores of laboratories and local seal test milk and ice cream plants over a good part of America. In these laboratories, seal test men in white are constantly testing, checking, and supervising the purity of seal test milk, ice cream, and other dairy products.
Yes, in millions of homes today, the name Seal Test has come to mean added care, extra precautions, complete laboratory control over quality and purity. Now, here's a suggestion. Sunday is Easter, and it's a day of feasting. So be sure to order plenty of rich, golden Seal Test cream. It will add so much to your day's enjoyment. In steaming coffee, with fresh fruits and crispy cereals, in appetizing soup, sauces, and gravies. And you housewives know a dozen luscious desserts that you can make with real cream and top with whipped cream. We'll tell you in a few minutes where Seal Test products are sold in your community. Back in the cold and cruel Klondike, we find dangerous John McBarrymore in Sneery's conversation with Virginia, the lady known as Baruce.
Well, you did a great job, me blonde beauty. I saw Valley hand you the map of his mine, and now his mine is my mine, and what's my mine is your mine. In short, we struck a bonanza.
Not so fast, Jake. I tore up that map.
Tore up the map? You mean?
Yes, we have no bonanza.
What? No bonanza to split?
No, and I don't care. I love this clean-cut, curly-haired, Klondike cutie, Rudy Valley, and I'm going to marry him.
Wait a minute. Do you think I'm going to let you walk out of here with Valley, that nasal nugget? First you have me to reckon with, and remember, it's not for naught. They call me Yukon Jake, the slithery snake.
Oh, what a plight, what a plight. What to do? What to do?
Give me the map. Give me the map.
Never. Never. Never.
Do we have to double talk our way out of this? Give me that map by the time I count three, or I'll reveal everything to your green little valley. One. Two. Two and a half. Two and seven eighths. Stop me. I'm running out of fractions.
Stop. Don't tell Rudy. Here's the map. Take it. Take it. You vile viper.
I knew I'd get it. So long, me frost-bitten canary.
Oh, there you are, Dangerous John.
Out of my way, Valley. I'm on my way to steal a gold mine.
Steal a gold mine? Is that cricket?
No, it's crooked. I have to laugh. When I think how easy it was, the fellow who owns it is such a simple boob to bamboozle.
He must be.
He is. So long, sucker.
So long. Now to see my sweet gal, Virginia.
Who is it?
It's the man who kissed you last night.
Answer my question. Who is it? Oh, Rudy, it's you.
Yes, it's me. Why have you been crying, gal?
Oh, Rudy. I'm so unhappy. I'm so ashamed.
What have you to be ashamed of, gal?
Ain't you the sweetheart of Rudy Valley?
Please don't make it worse.
Gal, be you hiding something from me?
Yes, Rudy, I am. I've been hiding my past from you.
Your past?
Yes, my lurid past. Rudy, I am not a happy heart and home girl.
Good gracious to Betsy, gal. You might have spared me this, but tell me more. It's hot stuff.
If I do, you'll never find it in your heart to forgive and forget me.
Forgive, A. Forget, nay. I still love you. Hey.
Oh, you're so kind and so sweet and so handsome. Well, anyhow, you're kind. And wherever you lead me, I shall follow.
Then come along and I'll lead you into a song. This way to the downbeat, Gail.
All my life I've had a plan that someday there'd be a man who'd find me waiting around. In his dreams, if he could place lonely me in his embrace, he'd find me waiting around. Have you ever spent your night so lonely, hoping that you'll find your one and only? If you feel the way I do and want to make my dreams come true, you'll find me waiting around. Waiting around.
Your waiting is over, gal. I'm staking my claim to your heart right now.
Oh, but Rudy, I forgot to tell you something else.
Else? You mean there's more? Good gracious to Betsy.
Yes. I told Dangerous John where your gold mine is.
Well, that's all right. I don't mind. As a matter of fact, I saw him just a while ago, and he told me he was on his way to bamboozle some... What?
Yes, my trusting lover. Barrymore is on his way to steal your mine.
Come, gal. We must foil the pernicious profile's putrid plan. We're off to the mine.
Now, a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? Across the frozen wastelands of the north on the road to Valley's mine speeds a dog sled driven by Dangerous John's Chinese henchmen. And low down in that dog sled is that low down dog, John Barrymore. Hiss!
Of the region polar, he's brave a blizzard to steal gold. when his ears are frostbitten and his hands turn blue. Beneath his mitten that he'll repent and be conscience smitten. But that's a lot of mush, mush, mush through the mud.
Mush! Hey, one low punch. Aren't we ever going to get to Reach Valley's gold mine?
Uh-huh. As honorable ancestors say, quote, keep honorable shirty on, honorable unquote.
Honorable this and honorable that. Why don't you ever call me honorable?
Uh-huh. Answer pretty obvious.
Well, make those dogs go faster.
All right.
A fine kettle of chow mein. We're hardly moving. I can't wait to jump Rudy Valley's claim. Why, it'll make me the richest crook in the Klondike. One low punch.
Oh, thank you, but Mr. Ballymore, please, don't call me but one punch low. My name is Fouillon.
Fouillon? Fouillon who?
Answer pretty obvious. Oh, say, Mr. Ballymore, look. I see sign in the snow.
This must be Valley's claim. Yes, it is. The sign says, seal test gold mine.
Oh, seal test the gold mine. Plug, pretty obvious. Say, Mr. Ballymore, this mine look pretty deep. How you get the gold out?
I'll hire gold diggers.
Oh, Mr. Ballymore, you know where to find the gold diggers?
Answer pretty obvious. Don't you worry, Fooey. We'll get the gold out of this mine if we have to dig right down to China.
Chinese people get great big shock if they see John Ballymore.
The Chinese people will be shocked to see me? Why?
Well, up to now, they think Confucius, oldest man.
Nick Ballymore, stop. Halt in the name of Yukon Justice.
Curses. Caught by that curly Klondike crooner.
Ballymore, I should beat you within a quarter inch of your life.
Rudy, you mean within an inch of his life?
No. On him, you have to figure closer.
Do what you will. The gold mine belongs to me. I've jumped your claim.
Ballymore, I'll get this mine pack if I have to drag you through every court in the country.
Better let me drag you. I know the way.
Gallimine, denounce this cur, McBarrymore. Tell him what you think of him. Tell him to his face.
There must be an easier way.
So you mock me, me proud beauty. I'll teach you to trifle with dangerous John.
No!
Unhand her, you cowardly cad.
You call me a cowardly cad? Egad.
Yes. You are not only a cad, but also the following. Loafer, villain, scoundrel, gambler, blackguard, cheat, colon, viper, and crook.
You should see the 9042 model.
Ballymore, you have wronged me, and we shall settle this, man to man.
Oh, I'll step outside. I can't stand the sight of men fighting.
I can't either. I'll step out with you.
Not so fast, Yukon Jake. The time has come for you to pay for all your evil doings, to pay for all your wicked deeds.
Couldn't I just get him refinanced?
You can't get out of it this time. The cold of the North demands that we fight barefisted, like cavemen fought in prehistoric days.
That gives Ballymore the advantage. He was there.
But I shall triumph, for I am all that is good and clean and wholesome.
Fiddle faddle.
I have trained rigorously, and you have not. I have abstained from harmful habits, and you have not. I have learned the science of boxing, and you have not.
But I have a pair of brass knuckles, and you have not.
You've knocked Rudy down, you big bully. Rudy, speak to me. Speak, Rudy. Speak. Speak. Oh, I'm so glad you're normal again. Come on, Rudy. Let's get out of this evil old gold mine and go back to...
Shh. Listen. Do you hear something?
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
That's strange. I could have sworn I heard something.
Look, it was a snowslide. We're trapped by tons and tons of ice.
Oh, this is terrible. I can see my whole life unfolding before my eyes.
I can see my whole life unfolding before my eyes.
What's the matter?
Me too.
Rudy, the ice is making it terribly cold in here. I'm so chilly. Can't you do something?
Well, if I build a fire, it'll use up our oxygen.
Well, Rudy, isn't there some other way you could keep me warm? Hmm?
You could stamp your feet.
Here stands a forest fire, and she plays with matches.
Come, gal. We must find a way out of here. The air will only last about another minute or so with Barrymore breathing here.
All right, Rudy. We must hurry. We must find a way out.
Only enough air for another minute or so. No, this can't happen to me, John Barrymore. I'm too young to go like this. Cut down in the full bloom of my tender youth. No, I haven't lived. There are too many things I haven't done.
Name one.
Who said that? Who are you?
I am your conscience, John.
Conscience? What's that?
Your conscience is something that keeps you from doing wrong. Keeps you on the straight and narrow. Keeps you out of trouble.
A conscience does that?
Yes.
Now he tells me.
John, there's not much time left. Don't you think you'd better reform? You've been a very naughty boy, John.
Me, John Barrymore? Naughty?
Yes, you, John Barrymore. Naughty. Reform, John. Reform.
Say, Conscience, you sound a little younger than I do.
Why not? I haven't been active since you were 12. Hurry, John, before it's too late. Reform. Give this gold mine back to its rightful owner. Give it back. Well, all right.
The guy's got me doing it. I'll do it. I'll give the gold mine back to Rudy Valley.
John, we're saved.
Yes, George, your Chinese servant saved our lives. Fu Yan cleared out the entrance to the mine.
But how?
He ate his way through it.
Ate his way through 3 tons of ice?
Ice? Jiminy Clickets, I thought you say rice.
Valley, me boy. I'm giving up my claim to your mine and to your girl, too. Marry him, Virginia, and may you live sappily ever after.
Barrymore, you're a pal. But, Virginia, my gal, now that I've got my mine back and worth about $10 million, will you marry me?
Ho, ho, ho. Answer pretty obvious.
Thursday, John and I shall don our silk and satin sarongs to welcome that glittering and gorgeous glamour gal, Dorothy L'Amour. Together we shall ambulate through the satire of the silver screen entitled Seeing Hollywood with Gun and Camera. So plan to be with us. Until next Thursday, then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.